like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living give without any fuss.
Us.
Water,
water,
sun, and air.
And
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Let me be the first to wish you a delightful Saturday morning and welcome to Garden Talk live at KSRO in Santa Rosa, California. I'm Steve Garner. Gwen Kilcher off today. That's the sad news. But the good news is that we have Dave Fazio pinch hitting for Gwen today from beautiful Sonoma Mission Gardens. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Steve. It's nice to be back.
It's wonderful to have you here on a sun-filled Saturday in Sonoma County. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of gardening, let's head out to the original certified farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center and check in with Dennis Dunn. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Steve and Dave. How are you guys?
We are doing well. I can't imagine a more beautiful day to be shopping for farm fresh food.
Absolutely. And before you ask, yes, I've already had a breakfast burrito.
He's back in form, in true form.
That's right.
Well,
I'm back on track.
Start us on our virtual tour of the market this morning in the land of fruits and vegetables.
We got a lot of stuff going on today, so it's going to be a very dynamic market. I see one of the first batches of fresh garlic. Bernier Farms, who's known for their garlic, has a big basket of, looks like, I don't know, looks maybe the Spanish garlic. But really nice. There's still some asparagus flying around, but if you want it, you better get here fast because there's not a lot of it. As I said last week, we're really starting to see the summer stuff. We're still about a week or two out from the first vine-ripe tomatoes. But there's lots of cucumbers and squash. I saw the first pickling cucumbers at Beet Generation Farm. So if you want to start making your pickles, now's the time to do it. Lots of green, mini romaines, Confluence Farms has little gems. They may be the only one today with little gems, as a matter of fact. Lots of greens in general, garlic scapes, some cabbage. There's still some broccoli and cauliflower around. So come on down and get what you need.
Marvelous. Are we seeing cherries and strawberries?
There's strawberries here. There's lots of cherries. I had my first pound on Wednesday, and it didn't last me, I don't think, through Wednesday night. both types of cherries, lots of cherries. There's some peaches and nectarines, apricots. I think the first plums are here today as well.
That's exciting. That means that summer's right around the corner.
Absolutely. That means I can make some plum barbecue sauce or plum hot sauce.
Anything else in fruits and vegetables before you move on to carnivore court?
Mushrooms. Sam is here from Bohemian Wellbeing, and Barb is manning the booth at Duncan's Mushrooms. So lots of mushrooms today as well.
To pair with those mushrooms, how about a slab of beef?
Ah, that's one of the big pieces of news today. The return of John Ford.
Rancher extraordinaire. Go ahead.
The triumphant return of John Ford Ranch. Let's see what he's got on sale today. 15% off of London Broil. Buy one, get one half off of stew meat, chuck roast, sirloin tip, and heart. He's got his Rancher's Choice boxes again, so if you want to do a subscription, 50 pounds of assorted meats, $325. If you've got a freezer, it's great for that.
What else looks good?
Let's see. Takanoko Farms with his pork. He's got Boston butts today. Looks like ground and sirloin spare ribs. So if you want, oh, he's got ham hocks today too. Black eyed peas and ham hocks, can't beat that. And let's see, two rocks is here with their goat cheese, and Tiffany from Joe Meadows with their St. George's cheese. Great. And I know I keep saying it, but some of the best grilled cheese sandwiches I've ever made. And Strauss is here.
So we got plenty on the carnivore court.
Oh, and Anna's, for that Anna's Seafood. Anna's is here as well with a great variety of shellfish and stuff. As a matter of fact, I might get some oysters today. I haven't had oysters in a long time.
All right, on to Carb Corner.
Carb Corner. Again, Deep Generation has got all of her bulk pastas out, different flavors. She makes it with veggies, makes her pastas with local wheat and all of her, or I should say local flour, and all of her different variety of vegetables. So she's got all kinds of different flavors of pasta sauce. Dominique is here with her croissants and all that neat stuff, and I'm sure she's got berry pies and probably strawberry rhubarb pie. Cousteau's is here, English muffins and sliced breads, crusty breads, biscotti. Raymond's is here with all of their neat stuff and their walnut tarts and their focaccias. Full Circle is here as well, and they've got their baked donuts and muffins and looks like cinnamon rolls, and California Cookie is here as well.
Fantastic. Onward to restaurant-style prepared foods.
And once again, big news today. The Green Grocer is here, as always. We mentioned that Lata was back last week with her chicken tikka, pumpkin curries, and samosas, and naan, and mango lassis. But the return of Ellie's Kitchen is today as well. So they've got something new, Mexican-style hot dogs. I'm sold. I might have to get one later on. They've got their tacos and burritos and breakfast sandwiches. And we went from famine to feast. Aya Paella, we have a paella person here with meat paella. She also has veggie paella and gazpacho.
Man, that sounds good. I'm still stuck on the Mexican-style hot dog. Would that have like a jalapeno relish or something like that?
I don't know, but I will let you know next week because I'm going to have one. Like I said, I already had my breakfast burrito. Now I'm going to have to get a Mexican hot dog, and I'm going to have to take some paella home for dinner. I don't know what to do. I'm confused.
Well, make sure you have some antacid along with you.
That's right.
Anything else in restaurant-style prepared foods?
Well, we've got the hand pies again from Sweetwater Farms and Mi Fiesta with tamales I've got tortillas too, but tamales and enchiladas and chili rellenos.
What's on the menu at the Dunn Brothers World Sausage Emporium?
We have the one that I really like is the Chilean longaniza. It's actually longaniza chileano. It's lightly spicy, oregano, seeded jalapenos, garlic, a little bit of cumin. It's really good. Actually, I made 10 pounds for a wedding reception today that I'm headed to right after the market. And I've got a few jars of the yellow mustard with green garlic.
Who's providing music today?
God, I can't think of their names. They're a duo. They do some old classics. Plus, we have, that will be here later on, a 30-member youth mariachi band.
What? Wow. Man,
yes, and they should be walking around playing, and that will be loads and loads of fun.
That is incredible. You saved the best to last. The 30
yes,
member.
Well, not hold on. Not only that, the bookmobile is here today.
Wow. Oh my gosh! Pick up a book and enjoy the music of a 30 member mariachi band at the market, and they'll be showing up at the market probably in an hour or two, Dennis.
About 10.
About 10 o'clock. It's all happening today. It's a party. Saturday morning at the original Certified Farmers Market, 50 plus years since 1968 at the original Certified Farmers Market. Our first year-round farmers market at where else? The Luther Burbank Center, 60 seconds off Highway 101 at the Mark West Springs and River Road exit, 8:30 to 1 o'clock today. Meet some friends, make some new friends, meet your neighbors. They'll be shopping there this morning. If you miss today's market, don't forget the midweek market. That's Wednesday, also 8:30 to 1 o'clock. Dennis, thanks so much for the chat. We'll talk again next Saturday.
Take care, Steve and Dave. Have a great week.
See you.
Take care. That is the one and only Dennis Dunn from the Original Certified Farmers Market. You can reach Dave Fazio at 636-1350. Dave pinch hits for Gwen probably about two or three times a year. So a great opportunity to talk with a legend. Dave taught for some 35 years at the Santa Rosa Junior College in the Agriculture Department, Horticulture Department, the longest, I believe, tenured professor for many years. So from the academic point of view, can certainly help you with any and all plant ID questions. He also owns the famous Sonoma Mission Gardens, his nursery of 40-plus years, the most beautiful nursery in Sonoma County. It's truly a landmark. If you've not been there, and we know many gardeners still have not made it out to Craig and Arnold Drive, right between Glen Ellen and Sonoma, right on the corner of Craig and Arnold, you need to check it out. I was out there this week earlier. Snapped some photos of some interesting plants, which we'll talk about on the air this morning. You can also reach Dave via email, steve@ksro.com, if you want to send us a question and or photo. Please do so this morning, and we'll take a look at it here in the greenhouse and give you a best educated answer as to what your question or problem might be. Dave has helped thousands of KSRO listeners with their gardening questions since 1991 to 2007, was our regular Garden Talk Show co-host. And it's a joy always to have him in the KSRO greenhouse. No one on hold at this moment, but I know that will change as people realize Dave is on this morning. 636-1350. He's also designed and installed thousands of some of the most beautiful landscapes in Northern California, along with his crew. So whatever the gardening question is, solutions are provided this morning, and it's as simple as giving us a call this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back and go right to your call, 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com.
Larkfield hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. I'm the award-winning resident licensed landscape designer and contractor. Our team has won first place 14 years in a row at the Sonoma County Fair's Hall of Flowers, and our garden, Coastal Charisma, won Best of Show 2018.
New plants are coming in weekly. Shop the multiple greenhouses, shade houses, and outdoor displays with bulbs, ferns, succulents, hanging baskets, indoor and outdoor plants and trees, many grown on site, all bursting with new growth. Planning to landscape this season or need a design for a rebuild? Ask Daniel about his design services and packages.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. A Better Way Produce and Nursery, open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30. Join Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on KSRO. The Real Estate Hour is the longest running talk show in the North Bay and will carry on with host Allison Norman, just as Mike would have wanted it. Tune in for tips on buying and selling your home, the loans to look for, and Sonoma County real estate market knowledge from a real estate professional born and raised in the North Bay. Mentored by Mike Kelly, Allison Norman. That's Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 on KSRO.
At Aaron's, we believe good people are all around us. In fact, you hear it on the news all the time.
People formed a human chain to rescue a man during the storm.
That's why Aaron's approves good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? That's fine. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want hundreds of options from top brands? Just lease with Aaron's. We even deliver to you for free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
It's Paradise!
Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts.
It's Paradise!
Here's a message from the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District.
Tick-borne diseases are preventable. Use an effective repellent and wear long pants and long-sleeve shirts when outdoors. Don't forget to check yourself, your family, and pets for ticks after outdoor activities.
Are you having a problem with rodents getting inside your home and don't know what to do? The Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District offers free advice and home inspections.
Go to msmosquito.com for more info.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Dave Fazio, pinch hitting for Gwen Kilcher today. It is your lucky day, owner of Sonoma Mission Gardens for the last 40 years, from the Santa Rosa Junior College in the horticulture department, also teaching for the past 35 plus years. So from the academic point of view, and also from owning that nursery for 40 plus years at Craig and Arnold Drive, Dave can help you with any gardening questions, plant ID questions, problems, diagnosis, landscape suggestions. He will lead you in the right direction. All you need to do is just give us a call this morning, and we will get you right on the show. No one on hold at this moment. 636-1350, or you can always shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. Margaret asks us, I've enjoyed your show for over 20 years, Steve and Dave. Thank you. I purchased an English Roseum 2 weeks ago. Is it Roseum, R-O-S-E-U-M? Is that how you pronounce it? Or is it maybe she means an English rose? I'm not sure. Roseum? You know what that?
I don't know. Roseum is a correct word. It's a piece of Latin, but I don't know a plant by that name.
Okay, that's what she's. We'll have to find out what she means. This was an email. Before I could get it in the ground, I found white flies all over it. I'm wondering, is it worth treating it before I plant it and hoping I get it all, or count my losses and not risk infecting my garden? Thank you, and that's from Margie. It says white flies on rhododendron under the header.
Okay. I would start fighting it immediately, and I would actually put it in an area kind of isolated from the main portion of your garden if you can for a week or two while you're treating it, because whitefly is real profuse. And if you expose any of your other plants to it, even though you're treating, there's a good probability that they're going to move, and then you got to treat everything instead of just that particular plant.
Okay. Some people are really anti-chemical. They don't want to spray neem. They don't want to do anything. Is there a decent control besides just trying to spray them off?
There is the spraying off thing. There is spinosad, which has some effect on whitefly, but again, because whitefly's gestation period is so short, you have to do it. It's not like something you can treat once every week or two. You have to do it like every 4 days, if my memory serves me.
Okay.
Well. And the other alternative would be treating it with some sort of a systemic, and then also hitting it with a topical type of
like thing. An insecticidal soap or a horticultural oil. Can you just smother them? Or
The horticultural oil would be another alternative to the spinosad, which is organic.
Yeah.
And I would probably go from two directions with that particular critter, because it's hard to control.
Okay. So, but you got to be real diligent. It's not one time and forget it.
Yeah. No.
Okay, but isolate it if you can, Margie, the rhododendron.
Yeah, because it will, the whitefly will spread to anything that's within a reasonable area. And it tends to proliferate more in areas that are kind of dark and moist, which is ideal for rhododendrons. You know, so it's going to be a little bit harder to control, and you'd like to control it and get rid of it before you actually expose it to the rest of your garden.
Okay, there's your answer, Margie. We had a question last week, and we were a little stumped. A person had strawberries and said that there was a beetle eating the leaves of the strawberries, and we went back and forth about what it might be. She described it as a red stripe on the back of the beetle, and we looked in our pests of landscape and all of this, and There really wasn't a, there was something we thought was a harlequin beetle, but that really did not describe what she was describing to us. She didn't send us a photo, but said, no, they're definitely little red stripes on the back. And then I looked up in the pests of strawberries. Couldn't really find any other beetles in the UC publication. And then I was thinking, well, what about the box elder bug? And that's what Gwen was thinking for the strawberry bug, not the harlequin bug. But she was definite, the emailer, that it was a beetle of some type and how to get rid of it. What is your first thought about that?
It could, without seeing the bug, it's hard to say for sure, but it probably is a beetle. There's a lot of beetles that people will find, like with strawberries or other places, that sometimes will eat on the leaves a little bit, but that's not their primary source of food. You know, they're normally eating old or debris material that's down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that it's eating, working on that material, and she just happens to catch it on the top of her leaves once in a while. And unless her leaves are getting really torn up, it may not be doing that much damage that it's worth worrying about.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's a possibility. I don't.
So if you want more information, call us back. And, of course, it'd been great if we could possibly get a close-up photo of the beetle. It would certainly help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks for that. Let's take a call from Nick, who would like a word with Dave about his nectarine. Welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. Good morning, Nick.
Well, good morning. It's actually the infamous Mitch.
Hi, Mitch.
But in any event, good morning. I have two questions. First of all, I had bought from the farmer's market a Snow Queen on Lavelle nectarine. And following the advice of Miss Queen Kilcher, it had peach leaf curl. Now it's got like 12 little nectarines on it. But the green shoots that are really growing profoundly, it's about maybe 5.5 feet tall. I don't know if it's best for me to let the tree keep growing, or should I prune the new growth back, or just let it go?
I would basically let it go. If you have something that's real erratic or misplaced that you don't like, then you might want to take it and do a little bit of pruning, but don't do a heavy pruning on it. And your peach leaf curl, most of those, I would imagine those, because it's only quit raining for about a week, hopefully that should kind of disappear in the near future.
Well, I've got that eradicated, and then I thought that it might have been because I had aphids on a chrysanthemum, and I don't know what caused it. But in any event, it's doing fine. And then my last question for you, Dave, is I don't know if you're a fisherman, but do you know what the fish said when he hit the wall? Damn.
Okay.
He's ready for prime time, isn't he?
Well, the other morning we were doing that really dumb joke thing.
Thanks so much, Mitch. It was wonderful hearing from you, as always. Let's grab one more call before we take a break. Let's journey far west out to Casadero. Chris, welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO with Dave Fazio. Hi, Chris.
Hi there.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing? What can we do for you?
I have a madrone tree forest, and a lot of the madrone trees are dying, and I've been told there's a serious madrone blight issue. Is there anything that you know of you can do for that?
The madrones have been developing over the last several years a particular fungal problem, and sometimes it's even associated with a bit of a bacterial disease. And last time I talked to the UC system, there was nothing available to spray or treat with. But you might take and Google and see if there is something new available. And UC's got several sites you could go to, or just Googling the demise of madrone trees, and they will talk about different diseases and stuff that they've developed on the madrones.
So it is terminal, it will kill the madrones eventually?
Sometimes it takes 7, 8, 10, 20 years before the tree actually dies on you. But a lot of the madrones, the native madrones, have been getting this thing, and the stems have a tendency to, well, the leaves start turning black, and you'll find some of them maybe spotted, and then they'll turn brown and crispy, and the tree itself will actually start developing black branches and stuff. So, and I don't know of anything that's capable that will help them at this point in time. I was at once.
Do you know what causes the spread of it, or how it starts?
The environment.
It's environmental.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not like a bug thing particularly or something. It's something in the environment, and you may have it, you know, in the bottom 40 acres of your property, and eventually it'll move up the hill or whatever on you. It does move, and it does move naturally, and you'll find it in the national parks and everything else.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Sure. Appreciate it, and we're sorry there's no remedial, there's no cure for this at this point.
No quick answer.
For this madrone. Sorry for that answer, Chris. Let's take one more call before we take a break, and that would be in Sebastopol, California. Bill, welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO with Dave Fazio. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, let me describe the crime scene here. I've got a Modesto ash that's out in front of my house, and it's dropping leaves. They're kind of curling up and looking dry, and I've seen that before after we have a long spell of dry weather, and watering the tree will help. But with all the rain we've been having, I'm not sure why I would be getting that. The only contributing factors I can think of are I did put in some concrete pavers around one part of the tree, about maybe a third of it is surrounded by bricks and pavers. And then about 50 yards away in one direction and another 50 yards away in another direction, there are two pine trees that have died. I don't know what's wrong with them. There's no leaves. They're just sticks. And I'm going to have to take them down. I don't know if that would have any effect on this one or not.
I think what you're seeing on the Modesto ash from your description is probably what they call ash anthracnose. And there isn't a lot that can be done about it. They talk about fertilizing, and sometimes extra water will get the tree to kind of grow out of it or grow faster than the disease. I think anthracnose is a bacterial disease. I think it'll help outgrow the disease. And it would be bad this year because of the warm spring and the moisture, worse than normal. And as the tree is named Modesto ash, it likes hot, dry areas much more than wet, moist springs like we get. And there's been a number of Modesto ashes. Actually, I have one on my rental that I should take out because it's about 90% dead from ash anthracnose. But there are some treatments that can be done, but it's usually not worth it. I don't know if there's actually a spray that you can use, but it's mostly things that they talk about: fertilizing, deep watering during the dry season, and pruning out the dead, keeping it healthy, you know, giving it a little extra TLC type of a thing. Okay. But without seeing the situation or seeing the trees, I don't think the pine's demise is related at all to the ashes problem. The pines, a lot of the pines have been dying because of bark beetle. And if you look at the trees, even how long have they been dead?
About a year, maybe a year and a half. Okay. One of them.
There's a good probability that if you look at the trees, especially where the branches come out of the trunk, you'll see a lot of kind of either creamy white or gold or brown sort of goo that's dripped. If they're dead now, they're probably quit dripping. But that's usually bark beetle or borers that has been attacking the tree.
Okay, so well, they're dead and gone, and I think they're going to have to come down. And
yeah, because
sounds like if I leave the Modesto ash alone, it's likely to recover on its own.
Quite possibly. Or the other thing is, you know, if you'd like to keep the ash, then I would have a tendency, maybe not immediately, unless you want to do, well, I would wait a little bit longer till the ground dries a little bit more, and then I would give it a good jolt of fertilizer, whether you do it in a liquid form or whether you put a granular thing underneath it and water it in. But that could help get it to outgrow or outgrow the bacteria for a while
longer. And what sort of fertilizer would you recommend?
Yeah, just a multi-purpose, you know. And if you're into organics and stuff, a good layer of reasonably new manure would work, or you could go into, you know, buy something in a bag, regular lawn food, not a weed and feed type of lawn food, and put that down and give it a good soaking, or even just a multi-purpose thing. They're not, it's not particularly particular about the type of fertilizer it gets.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Sure. You're welcome.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate that, Bill. And that was wonderful how you highlighted, that's why it's called Modesto.
Mm-hmm. It likes hot, dry weather.
We'll take a break at that point. Dave Fazio, the one and only, he taught plant identification and tree identification and all kinds of related plant classes at the Santa Rosa Junior College for 40 years in the horticulture department. Also the proud owner of the Sonoma Mission Gardens, one of the most beautiful nurseries anywhere in California, and right there at the top here in Northern California at Craig and Arnold Drive. 40 plus years. You must see this nursery. It will inspire you. Dave was our Garden Talk Show co-host for some 17 years from 1991 to 2007. Well able to answer any and all gardening questions and tap his vast encyclopedic knowledge. We just cleared the lines. You can get in right after this break at 636-1350 for a chat with Dave Fazio, or if you prefer, shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO here, speaking up for my all-time favorite home of flowers and plants, indoor and outdoor, King's Nursery in Santa Rosa, one of the truly great gifts to our community. I just read where 95% of King's plants are grown locally. Do you think after 123 years they've learned a few things about flowers, plants, and veggies that grow right here in Sonoma County? You bet they have. And they've been rewarded by being voted the best nursery in the county for years in a row now. Also want to put in a few good words about King's staff. I've personally shopped there perhaps 20 times in the past few years, and I've learned more and been served so well by their amazing crew of plant people who know what they're talking about and are happy to teach you as they've taught me. All you need to do is ask. King's Nursery, corner of 13th and Stewart, Santa Rosa, just off College in the heart of the city. Family owned since 1896. Learn more at kingsflowernursery.com.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. You'll find garden starts, the best produce this season from Singing Frogs, Bernier, Armstrong Valley, and Lantern Farm. The Beet Generation has a large selection of fresh-made pasta, Savor Farm fresh eggs, delicious cheeses, and fresh fruit, apricots, peaches, nectarines, strawberries, and cherries. Discover quality beef, pork, lamb, and duck. Anna's fresh seafood and Franco's freshly made sausages. The best choices of food vendors, the Greengrocer's Farm Fresh menu, Lata's Indian Cuisine is returned with their exotic dishes, and Ellie's Kitchen provides fabulous homemade Mexican food. Santa Rosa's original certified farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa original certified farmers market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
You can find the best deals in Sonoma County only on mysonomadeals.com. Enjoy dining, family fun, health and beauty, and more for just half the price. The deals are always changing in a limited quantity, so make sure to check often so you don't miss out on these amazing deals. Savings and fun all wrapped into one, only at mysonomadeals.com. That's mysonomadeals.com.
Win a Toyota Tacoma, cash, and more this month at Grayton. Play to enter the Tacomas in Cash giveaway on June 28th. Plus, Multiplier Wednesdays. Get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play. And win up to 10,000 cash in the wild winning slot tournaments. Sign up for Grayton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GraytonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Reward Center.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Mix of clouds and sunshine for the weekend. Today, blue skies at 78, 62 on the coast. Few clouds for tonight, low 53, 51 on the shores. Partly cloudy for Sunday at 72, 60 in Bodega Bay. Almost to 80 degrees for Monday with partly cloudy skies, high 63 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
It is Garden Talk. It is live, as always. 32 plus years and counting. I'm Steve Garner, along with pinch hitter Dave Fazio. Gwen Kilcher has the morning off. Dave's sitting in answering questions, as he's got pretty good doing that over 17 years of hosting Garden Talk and the owner of the Sonoma Mission Gardens for some 45 years plus, on staff at the SRJC Horticulture Department for some almost 40 years too. Roger, you're up next. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO. Good morning, Roger.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to touch base on two topics if we have time for it this morning. The first one is, last week, I caught the portion of the show where Gwen was talking about a new gopher trap and about how wonderful it works and how easy it is to pull the gophers out and then dispose of them. And I'm a cinch trap person who's been catching gophers like crazy. I've followed the gopher diet, et cetera, so I don't mind the big divots, and I'm good with that trap. And let's see, a couple of weeks back or a month back, there was an article about in the newspaper about the raptors and the owls and hawks and things, and one of them buried in that article towards the end was that the Bird Rescue Center has lost one of their suppliers of gophers, and so they're now having to have to pay all kinds of money to get the frozen mice shipped in. Well, I have a gallon and a half of pasture-raised organic gophers in my freezer. I'm going to be giving them a call and taking them up in the next week or so. So
wonderful.
I called and talked with them already, and as long as people are not using any rodenticide or anything like that, and as long as people check their traps, promptly put them in a zip top and put them in the freezer, they're with open arms, open wings for gophers.
Well, you're going to get our Good Citizen Award for Saturday morning. Thank you for doing that, Roger. Did you have another question for us?
Well, I called in about a month or 6 weeks ago, and I asked you guys what to do if you saw a swarm of bees. And the reason being I was calling is that this is swarm season. It's about another one more month when the bees are on the move. And if people can be aware of their surroundings, and if they can see a large clump of bees, or sometimes they just hear them different places at times, go to the Sonoma Beekeepers Association website. There's about 100 people that are volunteers to respond, to capture the bees, and then give them to people who are willing to foster them.
Well said. Anything else we can do for you this morning?
No, that's my two PSAs for this call.
Thanks for joining us, Roger. Have a great weekend.
Good day.
Good day. Nice to hear from you. Very well spoken. Let's head out to Sebastopol for Neil's question. Welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO with Steve Garner and Dave Fazio. Hi there, Neil.
Hi. Did you get my mail aerial photo of my crop circles?
Yes, we certainly did. Neil sent us a letter this week, and this is a very interesting story. Neil's a rancher and a crazy person from Sebastopol, California. And Neil, Dave and I had a chance to look at your very, very unique crop art, I think I will call it. Why don't you give us a little background about your property and how you got into this crop art?
Well, it's crazy and weird. I just had time on my hands and had a bit of a creative background and young grandkids and liking to ride on the tractor and do crazy things, and so it just happened.
Had you ever seen anything like
that? The Snoopy Airport got very supportive of it and provided the pilots and the photos and said they could feature in their Red Baron online newspaper, and just had great fun doing it. And the second of the crop circles you'll see features Snoopy and Peanuts in the airport mostly.
Yes, now I want to let our listeners know while we're talking to Neil that you can go to YouTube and bring up Neil Davis Crop Circles 1 and 2. Neil Davis Crop Circles 1 and 2, and you can see aerial photographs of Mr. Davis's artistic work as several aerial. But people did was take photos of these from an aerial view, and I guess you had time on your hand and you decided to get out on your tractor and create these goblets and squiggles and hearts,
right,
and
it's
just marvelous. And I want to backtrack a little. Reading your great crop circle adventure, you mentioned that for many years you were the former owner of Sausalito's famed No Name Bar, and this is interesting because I lived in San Francisco in the late 60s and 70s, and I helped contribute to you being able to buy that property in Sebastopol because I drank at that bar more than a few times.
I thought I remembered you.
So this was shocking that there actually was a person behind the old No Name Bar, and there's probably a lot of listeners out there that have fond memories, if they remember, of the No Name Bar. And also you mentioned you were a frequent star in the Herb Cain's column and Leah Garchek of the Chronicle too. And then how long have you owned the property up in Sebastopol?
Well, very quickly on the YouTube thing, it's Neil Davis Roman numeral 1,
yes,
and Roman numeral 2.
And when did you
1 and 2, when, I think that's the way it comes up on YouTube.
When did you purchase the Sebastopol property?
75.
So you've owned it over 40 years.
Right.
Wonderful. So it's really, Dave, do you know anybody else that's done these type of artistic?
There was quite an article in, I want to say, National Geographic, Scientific America, probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago, that had pictures of what they called crop circles, and some of them were
they're all over the world.
Some of them were actually man-made, but some of them had no explanation as to why they were there.
And exactly.
It's a real interesting concept, and I love the fact that you use the Snoopy theme in it and stuff. It's really great. Do you actually lay the area out that you're not gonna? That you want to stand out and leave behind, or do you just go at it?
Or do you sketch out a? You sketch
just,
it out. No, before?
Just went at it.
You just
it
went
was,
at it.
Totally. Totally went at it.
This is great.
Yeah.
Are you ready for my weird question?
Yes.
Okay, I'm 86 now. I hope to do one more crop circle, but this year the growth is so thick and so high, I just don't think I'm up for it, except I was hoping to mow and paint a mural, and I didn't know if you knew of any totally organic, non-toxic type paints that I could use to spray my last crop circle. I know that's fairly weird, but that's the way it is.
I don't know the brand name or anything, but the football fields and stuff that are you see on television, they use
right.
Those are all mechanically painted or painted by hand or whatever,
right.
and they've got quite a number of colors that you can get and stuff for that, for use on that, and that would work and wouldn't hurt your soil or anything else.
Okay, it wouldn't hurt the soil, but will it affect the, there's about 40 apple trees out there that I work around.
It doesn't affect the lawn that they use it on, so I wouldn't think it would bother the apple trees at all, but I don't, And I think you might be able, you know, by Googling athletic field paint or something of that nature, you might be able to locate this stuff.
Great suggestion. That's, you know,
it might be listed under like athletic field paint and or dyes, DYE, like a food coloring that's safe.
Yeah, but it's actually, they actually spray paint.
They do.
Yeah. And you know, when you see the Rams emblem and all that sort of stuff, that's all painted on. And it doesn't hurt anything.
I knew you'd know an answer.
Well, this was wonderful to make your acquaintance, to get to know you, Neil. Thank you so much for sending us this information. And again,
thank you.
If our listeners would like to take a look at your life's work, Neil Davis Crop Circles Roman Numeral 1 and Neil Davis Crop Circles Roman Numeral 2, and you can enjoy some Vince Guaraldi Peanuts themed music while you're enjoying that video.
Got it.
Thanks again for your call and wonderful letter, Neil. Good
talk. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Back after this.
Pengrove, here's FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. You'll find garden starts, the best produce this season from Singing Frogs, Bernier, Armstrong Valley, and Lantern Farm. The Beet Generation has a large selection of fresh-made pasta, Savor Farm fresh eggs, delicious cheeses, and fresh fruit, apricots, peaches, nectarines, strawberries, and cherries. Discover quality beef, pork, lamb, and duck. Anna's fresh seafood and Franco's freshly made sausages. The best choices of food vendors, the Greengrocer's Farm Fresh Menu, Lata's Indian Cuisine is returned with their exotic dishes, and Ellie's Kitchen provides fabulous homemade Mexican food. Santa Rosa's original certified farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa original certified farmers market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Country Summer, June 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Fairgrounds in Santa Rosa. Jake Owen headlines Friday.
Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky tonk.
Tim McGraw Saturday.
She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and I'll hard don't forget something like that.
And Old Dominion Sunday.
And are we written in the stars big, or are we written in the sand?
14 big acts over 3 days on the Chevy Silverado stage. Tickets on sale now at the Fairgrounds box office and countrysummer.com. Brought to you by Bay Area Chevy Dealers, Redwood Credit Union, Friedman's Home Improvement, Bud Light, United Airlines, Montgomery Village, Tito's Vodka, White Claw Hard Seltzer, and Cream's Heavy Duty Towing.
Are we just a bad?
You are enjoying Garden Talk Live, as always, at KSRO in Santa Rosa, California. I'm Steve Garner, along with Dave Fazio from Sonoma Mission Gardens, who's wearing a wonderful t-shirt. It says, "Be loyal to your soil, compost." Do you sell those t-shirts, or is someone gave you that one?
No, this is from Grab and Grow. Over.
Oh, it's a great shirt.
Yeah.
Ron, good morning. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO with Dave Fazio. Hi.
Hey, good morning. I'm calling about fruitless olive trees. We live out west, west Petaluma, out towards the Bloomfield by the Ford area. And we have six fruitless olive trees that are about 5 to 6 years old. Maybe three and a half of the trees have lost their leaves. It seems like we noticed it probably about 10 weeks ago or so. They look healthy, but their leaves are missing. So I'm not sure what's happening with the trees. Do you have any ideas?
They have no leaves on them at all?
Probably 90% of the leaves are missing. Ones that are there look healthy. The leaves themselves look healthy, but they're just very barren. And they're right next to another, close to it is another fruitless olive tree that looks healthy and has all its leaves. So we have about three of them that don't have their leaves.
Are the three of them at the lowest point where the water may stand during the winter or something?
They're up close to our house. The lot is pretty level for the most part. It might be a little bit the water does drain that direction. And actually, now you think of it, maybe from our garage through all the rain does shoot off the concrete and land out in that soil in that area. So maybe that is it.
Ron, I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment. We need to take a break because this is going to take a little more time than we had factored in. So don't go away. We'll be right back right after this.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Michael O'Shea.